Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Shnayim Ve'Esrim, the 22nd and final Perek of this Hilchos Isur Biyah, the laws of forbidden relationships. The Rambam continues in the theme of the previous Perek regarding the carefulness one should have regarding the issue of arayas of forbidden relationships. As the Rambam specifies, that of what's known as yichud, of being secluded with an individual from the opposite gender. As the Rambam explains Halacha Aleph, regarding the Isra of Yichud, Asa l'syachirim ervim in arayis. It's forbidden to be secluded with one of the arayis, meaning a man with a woman that's forbidden to him as an erva, ben zekena, ben yalda, whether she's an older woman, a younger woman. Shadavazeh gorim legalas erva. This is what causes tegila arayis, to having forbidden relationships. The first step is to be private, to be secluded one with the other. The chutz, the only exception is meha'emim bina, a mother with her son, although they're forbidden to have relations, but they're permitted to be secluded, and the father with his daughter, and the husband with his wife, that's a nida, although he's forbidden, she's an ervatim, but this is what's something that's already what's called pas pasali. This is, it's not, we're not concerned that if they're secluded that they're going to come to forbidden relations. Now, however, actually, if a chasen, a groom, that his wife became menstruation period of a nida, before he got a chance to have the first act of relations, where he still has that initial desire, he's forbidden to be secluded with her because of that concern that actually that seclusion might cause to have relations. Rather, she sleeps amongst the women, he sleeps amongst the men to prevent their being secluded and thus having forbidden relations. Now, but if you already had relations at least one time, and then she becomes an Edom, then she's like every woman, which is permitted to be secluded with her husband, even though that she's an Erva as an Edom. Halacha base. Now, lo nechshu Yisrael al mishka b'zachar. Jewish people are not suspect regarding homosexuality. Val behema, neither on regarding bestiality. So there's no such prohibition of being secluded with them, meaning with another male or with an animal. Now, from the strachik, afilam yichud zchur ubehema. But if a person does distance themselves from being secluded with another man or with an animal, harizam mashubach, that is actually considered praiseworthy. Ugedolei chacham, and the greatest of the sages, how you mechigim behema, they actually would distance an animal. Kedesh leisachdima, that they shouldn't be secluded with an animal. The isa yichud says the Ram, the prohibition of being secluded with another entity that's forbidden to have relations, of harayis regarding forbidden relationships, is ben piyak abala, is from the tradition. Halacha gimel. Now, ksheirim maisa amnon mitamer, when there was this narrative in Tanakh where the Amnon went and raped his half sister who was single, that of Tamar, as brought in Shmuel Beis. So after that incident, Gazer David of Beis Dinoi, so David and his court, went and they took this further, the Isra of Yichud, and they decreed al Yichud Penuya, the prohibition of being secluded, even with a single girl. Now, Vav Pishen the Erva, although she's not a legitimate Erva, because a man is permitted to go ahead and marry such a woman, and even if it's at most a negative prohibition, not that of an Erva, but B'chal Yichud Arayah, see, this is now included in the category of being secluded with an Erva. Now, B'Sham of a Hill, they went even further in later generations. Gazal Yichud Goyim, they made the decree even being secluded with that of a Gentile. So Nimsa says, Rambam comes out like this. Kol Mishachadim Isha, She'asad L'Syachadimah. If someone secludes himself with a woman that's forbidden to be secluded with, Ben Yisrael is Ben Goyim, as we brought from Sham and Hill, whether it be a Jewish woman or even a Gentile woman. Makanish name, Makas Maradis, Ha'ish V'Isha. We give them the rabbinic lashes, both for the man and the woman. U'machriz Nalem, and they actually make an announcement regarding these people. One exception is by a married woman, where Sha'av Bishas L'Syachim, there, although for sure it's forbidden to be secluded with her, she's a bona fide Erev of a Eshes Ish, there in the Syachid, what we're saying the exception over there is if they're secluded, Ein Loikin, then actually they don't get lashes. And the reason for that is, Shalai Lohiti La'az Allah Hashazin, so because they don't want rumors to spread that she was Mazana, because we don't know, we just know they were secluded. So people are going to spread rumors about the children that, oh, they're illegitimate children because she was Mazana. So to prevent that, we didn't give them their penalty of lashes. Now, continuing on the theme regarding being secluded with Gentiles, the Rambam says, Halacha Dalam, Kol Isha She'asa L'Syachrima, any woman that's forbidden to be secluded with, Im Ha'isa Ishtoi Imai. Now, generally, if his wife is with him, so although he's with a woman that's forbidden to be secluded with, then if his wife is with him, Ha'rezu Materis L'Syachrima, then is permitted to be secluded with that woman, Nishe Ishtoi Mishamratoi. What's one of the keys of the leniencies of Yichud? Because his wife protects him. And with his wife, he's not going to go and have forbidden relations with that other woman. But a Jewish woman's not allowed to be secluded with a non-Jewish, with a Gentile man, even though the Gentile has his wife with him. Because the wife of a Gentile does not protect him. They don't have any shame, and therefore the woman still might have relations, this Jewish woman, with the Gentile man, even with his wife over there. Halacha hey. And similarly, we don't give over a Jewish child to a Gentile. L'olam de sefer, to teach him the studies. U'olam de umnas, to teach him a profession. They're all suspect regarding homosexuality. And we don't want to give our child over to that element. And moreover, we don't even give our animals to an inn of Gentiles. Even a male animal by males that are there, by Gentile males, or a female animal by female animals, which generally the concern is only opposite gender. No, no matter what the circumstance is, it's always forbidden. Halach above, we don't give an animal, chaya, wild animal, and the bird, l'roya guy, to a Gentile shepherd. And like we said, a filas charm legay, even a male animal to a male Gentile in the cave is legay, or a female animal to a female Gentile. Neshakul and chashud na l'rabayis b'hem, because they're all suspect regarding sodomizing an animal. Now, Kfar B'yam, this is Ram, we already explained in Perek Yedah Halacha Yud, Shein Asurim B'schur B'hem, that Gentiles are also forbidden in homosexuality and bestiality. And b'nem, the Pasuk says, B'yikrav, if an evil is sitting in front of a blind person, I'll put a stumbling block, which means the halacha, you're not allowed to create someone to cause the sin. And that even includes a Gentile, and therefore one cannot go ahead and put their animals over there, because you're going to cause them to stumble by sodomizing his animal. Now, Halacha Zayin, the Ram clarifies, Nema ein omeisim behem in the cave of Lagoya. Now, why don't we give over a female animal to a female woman? There is no entity here to create that of a sodomy, because they're both female. Says the Rambam, Neshekulam Mecheskes Neifim, because all the Gentiles have a presumption that they are promiscuous and adulterers. What's going to happen is when the adulterer man is going to come to have relations with this Gentile woman, he might not find her, and he is going to lay with that female animal. Or even if he's going to find the Gentile woman, is still going to prefer to lay with the animal. And again, therefore, although it's a female with females, there still might be a male entity that might be entered over here, and therefore it's going to be forbidden to always bring the animal to the Gentiles. Now, the Rambam gives halacha ches regarding the prohibition of yichud when it's more than one person. Says Ram, Lo tis yachid isha achas avila manoshim harbi. One woman should not be secluded, even with many men. Ad shetiyah ishta shel achad mehem shem, until you have the wife of one of the men is also there. Now, that man is not going to sin because his wife is going to protect him, like we said in Lachadal. Now, we don't have to be concerned, okay, well, maybe that woman is going to be mizan with the other men who their wives are not there. No, because since that second woman is not going to be mizan, that because of her husband, so the friend is also not going to be mizana, because she's afraid that maybe her and her husband is going to reveal the secrets and no one's going to end up doing anything in that group. As long as, again, one of the men has his wife over there. And one man should not be secluded with many women. Now, Noshim Harbi, Ima Noshim Harbi, but many men with many women, they're not concerned for being secluded because we have all these different people over here. When there's one man or just one woman in a group, that we're concerned for. But when there's many men and many women, we don't have that concern. Now, let's say Let's say the men were on the outside room and the women were in the inner room. Or the other way around. The men were on the inside and the women on the outside. And then one woman left from the group of the women and went amongst the men. Or one man left from that group amongst the women. Then again, you have the problem because of being secluded. Like we said, you can't have one in the group of the opposite gender, and that would be a concern. Now, the Ram continues, he says, even a man that his business and his work is with women, which that would have been a reason to make it more permitted, because as we said regarding when someone's mating animals, we said, oh, we're not concerned because he's busy with his job, or because it's a job he can't be so careful. Still says the Ram, because since we're talking about with a woman, we're more concerned, and he's not basically with women, even though this is his job. So what should he do? So says the Ram, either he should work with the women and his wife is with him, or he goes and does another job, because being secluded with the opposite gender is forbidden, no matter the circumstance. Now, halacha test. However, a person is permitted to be, although he said no matter how many women he's not to be secluded with, there are certain circumstances that actually would permit it. Which a yavama is that if our husband dies without any children, if you have two brothers that die without any children, their wives are considered yavamas, and they're both, so to speak, competitive for the other brother-in-law who is going to go ahead and marry them both, or two co-wives from the same husband, who he died, now there's these two co-wives, or mother and her mother-in-law, or a woman and her stepdaughter, her husband's daughter, or a woman with her mother-in-law's daughter, her sister-in-law, where there he could be secluded with these two women. Why? Because they hate each other. They're competitive. The mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, all these different types of relationships. They're not going to cover one for the other. In other words, generally we're concerned a man with even many women because they might all be mazana and they're all going to go ahead and be seduced by this man. Here, they're not never on the same team, these women, and they're not going to cover, and therefore, that would make it permitted to be secluded with them. So it's permitted to be secluded with a woman that has with her a small girl. She does tambia that she understands sexuality, she knows what it means, relations, but she's not old enough to have that desire, and she's not interested in relations herself. Oh, she ain't mazana for now. That the older woman's not going to mazana for under her. She's a megala sadi because she's going to reveal the secret. She knows what's going on, but she doesn't have that interest yet. That age girl that's along also will be a protector for that. It won't be a prohibition about yichud. Now halacha Yud Ram continues regarding the age that yichud applies to, and also regarding this concept that we said that a woman protects her husband. Says Ram, tinaikis mi bashola shulamata. A girl that's under 3 years old, or batinik ben tei shalamata, or a boy that's under 9 years old, the opposite gender is permitted to be secluded with them. Because the gezeira, the decree of seclusion with a woman, was only a woman that's fit for relations, which is over, which at least 3 years old, and the isha rulabi, and the man that's fit for bia, again, because the whole isra of yichud is because of bringing to bia, but under that age of both genders, it's not applicable to have an act of bia. Now, halacha Yud Aleph, androgynous, who is a person that has both signs of gender, male and female, einu misachad manashim, he cannot be secluded with women because he desires a bona fide woman, although he has also female genitalia, but he also has male properties, and he desires a full-fledged woman, therefore he's forbidden to be secluded with women. In the siachid, but if he is secluded, so we don't give him lashim, they should suffer because it's a doubt. It's not clear if he's male or female. Now, avala ish, misiachid mandragonis, vema tumtum. A man could be secluded with an andragonis and with a tumtum because a man doesn't desire that which is a doubtful woman, which is what the andragonis is, which actually the Vilna Gaon's gears in the Rambam is that no, andragonis cannot be secluded not with a man and with a woman because we're not sure is it a man or a woman. But a man could be secluded and a woman could be secluded with a tumtum, which doesn't have any signs of gender. Halacha Yud Beis, Eishes Ish, a married woman. Shehoya Baal Be'ir, another one of the leniencies regarding that of Yichud, if her husband was in town, Einach HaShash LeYichud, then she doesn't have to be concerned with being secluded with another man. Why? Because the fear of her husband is on her, because he's in town, she's not going to go ahead and do something that is inappropriate. Now, Vimhoi is a gaspa, but let's say the man that she's being secluded with is very friendly, overly friendly with her. Kagoin, Shigodli, Imoi, they grew up together, or Ishoi Zakaribas, or she was his relative. Then she should not be secluded with him, even though her husband's in town, because she's not so afraid, because, oh, this is our cousin, this is whatever. And therefore, even there, Yichud would apply. And another leniency is V'chein kol Mesiachre Misha, whoever is secluded with a woman, V'hoya Pesach B'Sruch L'Shos Aram, and the doorway is open to the public domain, and Chayshu B'Shem Yichud, they're also willing to be concerned for being secluded together in that home. Halach Yud Gimel. Now, Misha Enlo Isha, someone who does not have a woman, does not have a wife, Lo Yilam Etinoike should not teach young children, because the mothers of the kids, they come to the yeshiva, to the school, to the Beis Yaakov, they come to pick up their children. The nimtza mizgar banashim comes out that this man, this bachelor, is going to be tempted by the women, which even if they're not concerned for yichud, the problem is he's going to be tempted by the women that are coming to pick up their children. And a woman should not teach young boys, because the fathers are coming to pick up their sons, comes out they're going to be secluded there privately, the father with the woman, where here it doesn't say the idea about being tempted, because hey, a woman only has the problem about being secluded, we're not concerned for her being tempted. And So although we said that he shouldn't be single, the melamed, the teacher, should be married, but it does not require that his wife has to be there literally in yeshiva with him. She could be at home and he could teach in his place, but as long as that he has a wife, then we're not concerned for him being tempted by the women. The sages instituted that the women should talk amongst themselves in the lavatory, in the bathroom, because especially in Talmudic times where the bathrooms were out in the fields, and a man might come in there and he's going to be secluded with the woman violating the sister, so the women should speak that the man should know not to go in there, because even if it's two, three, four women, if he goes there, it'll be the isra of yichud, so they should talk and he should know not to enter into the lavatory. Now, the Ram Halacha Tzav continues regarding the concern, regarding the suspicion that applies regarding this this element of arayas. Says the Ram, "Im manu, we don't appoint. I fill all them neman v'kasher, even the trustworthy and the upstanding person. You don't appoint them liya shei merchatzah sheshem nashim to be the guardian of a courtyard that has women over there. Now, even though he's standing on the outside, he's guarding it from the outside, and the women are on the inside. No." She'ena petrobas l'arayas, because there's no guardian for this element of arayas, of forbidden relationships, which a person's lust for it, and therefore we have to be very concerned not to have even the guard on the outside. And v'aslad milmanas abetrobas l'arayas, it's forbidden for a person to appoint a guardian to be in charge of his house, because he shouldn't go ahead and lead his wife to sin, because this guy is always hanging around taking care of the house, and his wife's going to be with this man and bringing two inappropriate things. Now, Asl Tamu Chacham, who is held to a higher standard, forbidden with Talmudic scholar, Lishkan Bechatzah Shesh Baal Mono, to dwell in a courtyard that has a widow. Again, and that's Afa Pishin Misayachim, and it's even though he's not secluded with her, Nechashad, because of suspicion, where, you know, there's a single woman over here that's a widow, and here's this man. Elimkin Hayse Yishlemai, again, unless his wife is with him. And Vechin Al Mono, Asul Legad Lekelev, it's also forbidden for a widow to have a dog that is her, that she owns, because of suspicion that she might be doing inappropriate things with the dog. And a woman should not acquire for herself male slaves, even young slaves, because of suspicion. Here's a woman that has these male slaves in their home. Again, it's a concern for inappropriate behavior. Halachi Zayin says, moreover, in Dershin B'sisya Arayis B'Shleishim, we don't expound, a Rebbe to students does not lecture regarding the hidden halachas of the forbidden relationships, b'shleishim, with just three students. Why? Because one student is going to be very busy engaging, asking questions to the Rav, to the teacher. Now, v'shnayim, the two other students, when this student is middle discussing with the Rebbe, nisim, nisim, zem, zem, so they're going to be humbly discussing amongst themselves some of the halachas of the shir. They indict them, p'nur l'shmaya. Now, they're not paying attention to hear what their Rebbe is saying, because they're busy, the chavrus l'shav, when the Rebbe is continuing with the shir. Now, since a person is very inclined towards forbidden relationships, if he's not going to be sure about something that he heard, and again, because they were distracted during the shir, speaking with each other, he's going to go ahead and instruct himself as a leniency, because a person is biased. He wants to be able to have leniencies regarding arayas. Therefore, one does not lecture to arayas only to two people, so that the one who's listening will pay attention. He'll know what he hears from the teacher, because there's no one else to talk to. There's only the one other student that's in the middle of discussing with the Rebbe, and he's going to listen, in contrast to three, where he might get distracted and thus go ahead and give himself a biased interpretation to be lenient in the ideas of arayas. As Ram Ketiz Halachi Itches, the great stringency of arayas and the obligation to sanctify oneself in these areas. Says Ram, "Ein lecha davar b'chol Torah kula." There is nothing in the entire Torah shukasha l'rei v'am lefresh that's so difficult for the multitude of the people to separate from. Elamin arayas v'abiyas asuras, but from arayas and the forbidden relations. And Amar Chacham, the sages said, "B'shoshen sabi Yisrael al arayas." When the Jewish people in the desert were commanded regarding forbidden relationships, bachu v'kibla mitzvah zu b'tarim z'bechiyah. They cried and they accepted this mitzvah with complaints and with tears. Shneimak says in the pasuk in Bamidbar, "Beichel mishpachayim." They were crying over their families. What does that mean? Al iski mishpachas, regarding this idea that they were forbidden now to have relations with their relatives. Halachi tes. Said the Rambam, and the sages said, "Gazel v'arayis." These two entities of theft and forbidden relations, nafshishlod misavlehen umechamdasen. The soul of a person desires them and lusts after them. Ve'inat the meitzik kol b'chosman uzman. And it says, Ram, you never find a multitude, a kihila, a people at any point in time. She'ein ben prudzim v'arayis to be sasur. That you don't have people that are breached in this area of forbidden relationships and of illicit ideas. Also the sages said, most people stumble in theft, and meet barais, and a minority in the forbidden relationships. And everyone in the dust of Lashon Hara, which is like when you're just saying things that are somewhat parav, but the way you're saying it could turn out that like a slandering, saying something inappropriate about another person. Now, Alach HaChaf, Lefikach, therefore says the Rab, Rolei La'odam, it's appropriate for a person, Loch of Yitzhar B'Dabazeh, to subdue his inclination in this area, L'harkal Atzman B'Kedush Yisrael, and to accustom himself with a greater level of sanctity, U'machshavat Tahara, and a pure thought, U'b'dein L'chayin, and appropriate conduct, K'dei Le'nasalem, so that one is saved from these forbidden entities. And Vizor Min HaYichid, of course, a person would be very careful regarding the prohibition of the Yichid about being secluded with another individual from the opposite gender. Shuhar Grema Gadol, that's the great cause, because obviously, if you're not being Miyachid, you can't go ahead and have those relations. And Gedoy L'Chacham Hoyoyim L'Tamidim, and the great one of the sages, they used to tell their students, Hizor B'Bnei Biti, be careful with me because of my daughter. Don't let me be secluded with my daughter. Hizor B'Bnei Kalosi, be careful with me with my daughter-in-law. That they, and the reason why they kept on telling the students these things is to teach their students. Not to be embarrassed of this. That they should be distant from seclusion. And say, yeah, don't worry, we're all tested with this. Yes, it's a challenge for me, even if it's keep me away from my daughter-in-law, from my daughter. And again, that they should know that this is something that they should get help with and not struggle on their own, because it's something, a struggle that we all have, and that they should know that and to stay away from these areas. So too, he should accustom himself to distance himself from laughter, from becoming intoxicated, and from these elements of lust and flirtation. These are great causes, and their steps coming towards arayis. Don't engage in these types of clips or mockery or types of things that are bring to certain types of low levels of levity, because those ultimately bring to arayis. And b'le'isha, a person should not dwell without a wife. Sheminig zegoyim l'tar yisayir, because having a wife brings to a great level of purity. G'dayil m'kalzer zamer, greater than this, they said like this. Yafna atzmai u'machshavtoi l'divri Torah. A person should turn himself and his thoughts to the words of Torah. V'yarchiv daita b'chachma, should expand his consciousness with wisdom. And the reason is, she'machshavas arayis misgabes, because the thoughts of illicit relationship only overpower a person, only by a heart that's emptied out, that's clear from having wisdom inside of it. Regarding wisdom, it says the pasuk in Mishlei, "Ayelas ahavim, the beloved hind, v'yalas chen, arousing favor, the deha yirevuchu b'chal eis, her breasts will satisfy you at all times, b'avasa tishketomet, and with its love you will constantly be obsessed." That is the desire that a person has, the equivalency of arayis in Kedusha and Tahara is the words of Torah, and the person, if he struggles in these areas, should engage in learning Torah, and that will help a person not to stumble and struggle in these areas and vizecha to a great level of Kedusha and Tahara. Slikuluhu hilchas Yisur B'ya v'siyat d'shmaya, we have concluded, siyat d'shmaya, the halachas of Yisur B'ya, of forbidden relationships.